and I couldn't stop anything. I just, everything, divorce, I had to get a new job. I had to start a new company, actually. Moving, I had a health scare. I lost my father. I was having a hard time with my son. All of these things just came into my life. And it said, okay, let's start peeling these apart. Let's start getting to who you are. So that's kind of like the snapshot version. It, you know, you just ignore yourself because you think you're supposed to belong to this world of doing and being and becoming, you know?
Hey, midlifers, welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostess. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone. Until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started. Hi, I'm Wendy Valentine, host of the Midlife Makeover Show. Today, I want to share something personal with you. At 45, my world turned upside down. I was going through a divorce, battling depression, grieving the loss of my brother, and dealing with chronic illness. But I want to tell you about a turning point in my journey, therapy. Speaking to a therapist was a lifeline for me. It was a safe space where I could express my pain and start to find my way back to joy and hope. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce today's sponsor, BetterHelp, the world's largest therapy service. BetterHelp offers professional licensed therapists who are available online at your convenience. You can message your therapist anytime or schedule live sessions via video, phone, or chat. I believe in the power of therapy because it helped me navigate the toughest times of my life. If you're going through a tough time or just need someone to talk to, I encourage you to try BetterHelp. As a listener of the Midlife Makeover Show, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/midlife or choose the Midlife Makeover Show during signup. Welcome back to the Midlife Makeover Show. Wendy Valentine here to help you unleash your greatest potential and inspire you to navigate your second half of life with grit, grace, and gratitude. I love that. That's my new phrase now. My spectacular sidekick on the podcast today is also here to help you awaken to your highest self by unwrapping the layers of your life experiences, rewiring your limiting beliefs, and detaching from the expectations that no longer align with the true you. Once you recognize the divine spark within and let it lead your life, you stop listening to everyone else for answers and trust yourself. As a result, your life flows easily, abundantly, and purposefully. That sounds amazing. Harmony is what I think of. This amazing woman is Nina Zappala, an award-winning travel professional and author who is passionate about helping women everywhere become their true selves. This is my favorite, exquisite and unapologetic. Yeah. How she got to where she is today was quite the journey. It started with navigating a 7-year life tsunami. I can relate to that. And speaking with hundreds of women travelers to learn what brings them joy and fulfillment. Shockingly, most women didn't know. So she vowed to herself, standing under a coconut palm tree in St. Lucia, that she needed to bring the change she was looking for to the world. Traveler Insights, a Myers-Briggs certification, a mentorship with spiritual psychologist Dr. Nix, and a decade of research ultimately resulted in Zappala's signature approach to typology, spiritual personality typing. The focus is on self-discovery, the psychology of you, spirituality, and travel, the places that help you find yourself. It's the basis of her debut book, Unpack Your Personality, Let Your Inner Guide Be Your Travel Guide. Nina, welcome to the show.
Hi, that was a mouthful. I think I wrote too much. You can tell that I'm the writer and me comes out. I'm like, ooh, I'll write this out.
I know, you're such a good writer. I know. And I hope you like what I added to it, you know.
I did. I love the ad lib. It was perfect.
If you're listening to the podcast, then you can't see these crazy wild women on the screen with our gigantic hair. Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. And you're in Alabama where it gets to be pretty humid and hot. And I'm sure your hair expands.
You can tell. Yeah. It expands. Yeah. That it's the witchy hair. It's the witchy hair.
Witchy woman.
There you go.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It is so great to have you here.
I'm so blessed to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. We've got a little bit of a delay, so I'll try to like pause in between. So if we're I'll try not to talk over each other, but it's okay. So tell us a little bit more on your backstory. How did you get? I know we talked a little bit in the intro, but give us some more. Give us the juicy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I don't know if my story's that unique, but what it was more of a wake up. I mean, people thought I had it all. I mean, I was going all over the world. I mean, I was staying in $20,000 a night villa hotels, like villas, you know. I was in Napa doing private wine and chocolate pairings. I mean, I was doing some really cool stuff. Like I helped Sports Illustrated come to one of my clients. Like, so it was just a crazy time. And it was fun until it wasn't, until it just started to get to the grind behind all that, what you think you want and see. Mm. It's like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting in the car, going to the airport, standing in line, going through security, popping your ass on a plane, which is just not fun when you do it a lot. I mean, I was doing day trips into London. That's how crazy that was. So like, wow. Oh, yeah, I'll do a day trip into London. I'm like, have you lost your mind? So it got to be, it was like this low hum of anxiety. Mm. And I was standing on stage in New York City. And I won one of the most prestigious awards you can win. It's called Platinum Award. But I was standing there and I had already won the award, right? And I was just like, okay, so I'm here to drink champagne and have fun. But I was standing on stage and I distinctly remember this voice that said, Nina, is this what you really want? Because I come from, my mother was extremely spiritual. So I kind of got those messages, which my life I ignored until it slapped me in the head and said, wake up. So I was on stage and said, Nina, is this what you really want? And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to say. My stomach was growling and it was getting all, you know, I already won the award. So it wasn't nerves from that. So I just got really quiet with myself and I just said a prayer. I said, divine, please show me. Mm-hmm. And within 3 months, my whole life, it was like, have you ever heard of the game Jenga?
Oh, yes.
That's what my life looked like. It was just, and it was slow motion and I couldn't stop anything. I just, everything, divorce. I had to get a new job. I had to start a new company actually. Moving. I had a health scare. I lost my father. I was having a hard time with my son. All of these things just came into my life and it said, okay, let's start peeling these apart. Let's start getting to who you are. So that's kind of like the snapshot version. You know, you just ignore yourself because you think you're supposed to belong to this world of doing and being and becoming, you know?
So, well, you get caught in the routine of life, right? I think we all do. Like you're absolutely. Going along and like, okay, this is what I do. I get my car, I drive to work, I pick up the kids, and now it's time to make dinner. And then a year, 2 years go by, 5 years go by, you're doing the same thing and you've realized you have not evolved. You're truly not happy with that routine life. And I can relate to what you're saying, like especially like the tsunami, right? And because that happened to me too. And sometimes I feel like, you know, you have to deconstruct your whole life to reconstruct a new life sometimes.
You do.
And I had so much shit go. I had a huge tsunami as well. And I kind of felt like, well, this is everything else is falling apart. We might as well go all out, right? Like just go for it. Right.
Yeah.
So did you have an idea of what you were going towards? You knew what you were going away from, but did you have an idea of what your, that shining light up ahead?
No, I didn't. I was clueless. And how I evolved in it, and we're all different. You know, we all have different personalities. My tsunami might be a small wave or a ripple for somebody else. Like, so, because we're all so different. But since I am very stubborn, I don't listen. I'm very unconventional, like back away. Like, so I'm, you know, I have all these things. I didn't know that about myself until I kind of found myself. But what started with me is just questioning. So I thought, ooh, I can go to all these cool women and travel that are like CEOs. They're making millions of dollars. These 6-7-figure digital entrepreneurs, these multitasking moms, you know, they're staying at these villas. They have the money. They have everything. So my personality, people trust me because I just, I'm an open book. Like you said, you were an open book that I can come in and I'm like, why are you here? And it was part of my job, right? I'm like, oh, why are you here? Oh, I don't like the beach. And I don't like this. I'm like, okay, what else? What else? I am an ENTP is like a, I'm curious. So I'll curious you to the bone, right? What else? And then the stuff started coming out. Like, I'm like, I don't know about you, but do you know who you are? And they're like, no, that's, well, I'm a mom. I'm like, no. Do you know who you are? Beyond all the external stuff, do you kind of know why you're here? Do you really know who you, what's your purpose? What's your passion? I got blank stare. And this was hundreds of women. So that's when I just said, okay, the money, the stuff, all the stuff that we're doing, all the stuff that we think we're being, all the clothes, all the whatever. No one knew. So all of that, I figured out right away that, okay, so that's not it. So what is it? And then that started a very deep questioning journey, a reckoning. I had a reckoning with myself. That's kind of how that started.
I feel like, there's all the labels that we place on ourselves or society places on us. And those labels become our identity. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like, especially, you know, in your 40s and 50s and 60s, the birdies are leaving the nest. You know, your marriage might be changing. Your neighbors are changing. Everything is changing around you. And what you thought was your identity is not really you. And then it's kind of like, well, then who am I?
Yes.
If I am not these labels, if I am not my career, if I am not my marriage, if I am not, okay, yes, you might be a mother, or you might be a daughter, you're a sister, et cetera, but that's not true who you truly are at your core, right?
Right.
It's so exactly. much more than that. It's deeper than that. And it's hard. I don't know about you, but it's almost, you can't define it. I feel like you can and you can't. I think to me, when I was kind of going through my, you know, breakdown to breakthrough, it was more about guiding myself and how I wanted to feel in life and who I wanted to be, like my true self. And I've been thinking about that more, like that gets thrown around so much. True self, authentic self. How do you define that? What do you think is true self?
That's
good. That's a loaded question, isn't it?
No, but this is a really good question because, you know, when I was growing up, my mom, like I said, she was very, very spiritual. And I talk about her in my book. And this is a really good exercise. My dad taught me this. He thought it was punishment, but now I use it to help stay on track of who I am. Because I kept on telling my brother, shut up. And he's like, don't you use the word shut up. So he made me write 100 times, don't you use the word shut up. So I was at this little desk writing, don't use the word shut up. And my mother was talking, and I've heard her do this. And she's talking to deceased relatives. They had gone to the other side like years ago. So she got off the phone and go, Mom, like, how are you talking to Aunt Lil, Uncle Wally? They've been gone for years. And she dog patted me, literally dog patted me on the head. And she goes, oh, honey, just because you can't see things don't mean they're not real.
Exactly.
So that was kind of that. And then I had that, always had that in me. So for me, the true self is the spark of divinity that's in within all of us. It's our consciousness. It's our life force. But the true self is the bridge between the two. So the true self is my heart center, is my higher consciousness. So what I do, this is how I learned this, is I rely on the divine mind, which can actually message that my spirit mind, because it's of a higher consciousness, which then those messages are expressed through my logical mind, through my personal reality. So there's the divine mind, the spirit mind, and the logical mind. And you always, always go with divine mind and let that guide you. But that's within you. That's that inner guide. That's that inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
You have to open up to that. So yeah, I know the true self has kind of gotten bastardized. I mean, I've been talking about this for 10 years now. And now I'm hearing it's like, oh, be authentic. Authentic to what?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a really, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's, it confuses people. And I'm going to say right now, I really commend you, because I do coaching. Let me just ditch that, because that's not really what I do. I really like to guide people into themselves. I like to walk you into that soul center of who, like when I talk to you, this is a soul to soul. I don't give a shit. Excuse my French. I don't give a shit about the world. I mean, what you're expecting of me, what my hair looks like. I'm sitting outside. This is my grounding place. This is the place I love. So I'm going to do what I love, because when I'm doing what I love, I show up so much better. So right. These are soul to soul conversations. So there's nothing formulaic about it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, now authenticity and true self, it's getting to be too formulaic, which I call lip gloss spirituality.
Yeah.
That's you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm this, I'm authentic. Let's go. And you put this little coat on and it doesn't even begin the surface. So I want to commend you. Let me just take this and just, it's a very rare person. I'm going to be really honest with you, that digs that into themselves, that really wants to know who they are, and you want to show up in the world every day being yourself. That is a rare individual. So I commend you for going down that road, because it's not an easy road. It is not easy.
No, and I appreciate that. Thank you. And yes, it's definitely not an easy road, but it's so worth it, right?
Oh, yes.
To actually like, and it can get pretty awful at times down that road. But when you get to the end of it, it's like you can just breathe and enjoy the rest of your life without trying to be somebody else.
Yes.
I was talking about someone the other day, like the number one regret of the dying is actually living life for everybody else and not mm-hmm. being true to yourself.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Okay. So we know like what true self is, authenticity. It's something that cannot be, you know, even described. And I feel actually the most beautiful, most profound things in life cannot be described. Like if I try to describe a sunset to you, you'd be like, okay, that's nice. Orange. Uh-huh. Great. Sounds wonderful. but it's like, you'd have to experience it, right? You have to feel it. Or I can remember Wayne Dyer would talk about this, that if you have never tasted an orange before, and I gave you a slice of orange, or just tried to describe it to you, then you would be like, okay, that sounds pretty yummy, I guess. Until you taste the orange, you won't really know how good the orange is. So until you taste, if you will, your true, authentic, beautiful, divine self, you just won't know. Like there's no, I don't think, there's catalysts, I believe, in life, like the guides, like you mentioned, like can help to guide you through, but each person has to do it on their own.
Yeah.
They have to slowly peel those, or quickly, however you want to do it. I believe in ripping off the Band-Aid, but taking those labels off of you and really stepping back and looking at your life and going, does this work for me? Do I like this? Does this make me happy? You know, like what is it that one author of the book about decluttering? It's about decluttering your life, right? Like,
oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
what's her name?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. But it's like the question is like if I picked up, you know, this right now and goes, does this spark joy in my life? You know, whether it's a physical thing or it's a relationship or where you live or your job. Yeah. Does this spark joy? Does this give me joy? And if you like, gosh, sometimes we don't like to trust ourselves. Sometimes we don't like to hear our true selves, because if we really listen, our true self will go, no, it does not spark joy. So, and sometimes we don't want to hear that, because that means we actually have to get up off of our ass and do something about it.
Yes.
Absolutely. We might need to go, hi, I'm quitting my job today. Hi, I'm getting out of this relationship. I've got to like sell my house. And sometimes that can be scary.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah. But then the alternative is staying where you're at and staying miserable. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying rings so true because you kind of have defined how do you describe it. You don't describe, you. And I know this sounds pretty out there, but you can't really describe things that are within you because we don't have the command that God has. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that divine self. It's beyond description. But what you are doing is you're feeling the joy, you mm-hmm. know? If something doesn't feel good, well, then don't do it. So when you become so like I'm pretty much aligned to that soul, that center, that true self, that inner spark within me, I'm pretty aligned to it. And even when I don't take its advice, when I do something, I feel very bad within minutes
yes.
that I did
yep.
the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I read these, there's a series of books, it's the Masters of the Far East. I like to go deep in all this stuff. And one of the true things, and you said it, which was, you said it so beautifully, if you can't experience it, we learn through experience. You're not going to learn really by reading this book that I have. You're not going to learn.
Yep.
You'll read it, but until you put it deep into your heart and start doing it and start applying it and doing the work, you're not going to learn. That's why I use the term lipstick spirituality a lot, because it's like, it's not this.
Yeah, you know? I know.
You got to
yep.
man. You got to feel all this stuff. Like the one thing that was really, like I did a lot of shitty stuff going through my life review and reckoning, the one thing that really upset me the most was I was lying to myself.
Mm.
I was lying, and I hate when people lie. That's like my big pet peeve. And here's me lying to myself. So yeah. I do not judge anything anymore. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're doing their thing. I'm gonna do, and judging, I'm trying to really reel that in and like stop the freaking judging. Like just let them be. Because if you look back in your life, there's something in your life that you've done very similar, because
yep.
we're all kind of human that way, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, for especially with women, we do have a tendency, like we take care of others. Like that's just how we are.
Absolutely.
And so therefore there's a lot of people pleasing there, some perfectionism. I'm, you know, a recovering perfectionist myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're trying to take, yeah. And so then therefore you're doing things for others, thinking that you're doing the right thing, but you're ignoring yourself. And
absolutely.
Then you don't want to be, you know, you want to be like the nice little girl and be like, of course I'll do that for you. Ooh, I really don't want to do that for you, you know?
Yeah.
And then I feel like as you change and as you evolve in your life, when you're applying those changes, like the dynamic will change in your life, the dynamic with your children, with your partner in life, with
absolutely.
Your coworkers. And I feel like when you really stand true to your true self, you don't have to explain anything to anyone, right? You just keep going forward. As a matter of fact, there was a lady I interviewed the other day, and she, at 37 years old, she was single, she was pregnant, she was basically kind of on her own. And she decided, she's like, I'm going to start an alpaca farm. I'm moving to North Carolina and starting an alpaca farm. Of course, everybody around her thought she was totally insane. And that's when you were like, okay, I know that everybody else thinks I'm freaking out here, or I'm losing it. So be it.
Yeah.
I'm starting the alpaca farm. And here she is, you know, 15, 20 years later. And she's so happy and in a totally transformed woman. Like that's when you have to like stay true.
Well, I love that you're saying this, because this brings me to a really good point. In fact, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and even when I was doing my writing, getting ready to write the book, you know, it's like, oh, follow your dream. And then you start following the dream. Like, you can't do that. You're too old, or you don't have enough money, or you have a kid. You don't. And people like just, they're naysayers. They just want to take your dream. And this is a patriarchal society that we live in, you know, and it's just like, have the dream, but do it my way. Well,
exactly.
No, I want to do what I love. So kudos to her, because you have to. And I think that's when you get into that true self, you can stand in your dream. And I know I was told this, like it was channeled to me. It was like, I was, because my back went out, of course, during my tsunami, because which is okay, of course, you know, the thing. And I'm at the acupuncturist, and I'm like, he's sticking all these needles into me, and my face is out. I'm like, God, what? Stop this. I can't do anymore. It's like year three, and it was still hard. And he goes, I told you to write the damn book. Write the damn book. And God, and it's more Jesus. He talks to me like he knows I'll listen. So he's like, quick, in and out, write the damn book.
Yep.
Okay. So then I knew I had to do that. Like, so then when people were saying, no, what I'm being told is this, I have to listen to that true self. I've got to take this step forward. Did I know what I was doing? Hell no. Is my book perfect? Hell no. But my vow was to help one person. And I got this beautiful email from a lady in the UK that said, oh my God, your book changed my life. I am going to go ahead and use my psychic abilities to do what I know I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm like, it brought tears to my eyes. I was just like, oh, okay, I'm done. Legacy done. You know, I helped one person.
Exactly.
That's the goal, right?
We're here. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, right? Yeah, exactly. Imperfectly done is better than not done at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, for me, again, recovering perfectionist, I would have not leaped into things because I was like, oh my God, the lighting's not perfect or this isn't right. Or I'm like, oh my gosh, I would drive myself insane. Yeah. And then finally it just hit me. I'm like, Wendy, you're lucky if you get to live to 100 years old.
Yeah.
But who cares? Like,
yeah.
I mean, this sounds so morbid to say, but it's like someday I'll be some ashes in a little jar. Who cares? Yeah. Like what I look like on Instagram or what people might think or what people are going to, who cares? Yeah. Like, I feel like we all do, myself included, we take our lives for granted. Like, we think we have all the time in the world.
Yes.
To start that dream business. And then we ignore those whispers. Yes. We ignore the whispers for so long until they're screaming at us. And they're screaming at us in ways like our back going out or something. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that. I feel like our soul will go, okay, let me see if I can wake you up this way.
Yeah.
I was the same way. I mean, everything crumbled in my life.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying that too, because again, I think some of it, and I'm not saying like, oh God, it's not my fault, because you have to take responsibility and do the work.
Yes.
But I think a lot of it too, and especially for women, we are spoon fed this thing of perfectionism. I mean, open up any magazine. I mean, come on. It's this patriarchal thing that spoon fed. I mean, and it starts very young. Very, very young. Oh, don't you want to be Cinderella? And I was like, no, I want to be Tonka the truck. I mean, because I was boy. I was very tomboyish, right? And my mom was like, oh my God. But and if you don't do that, you kind of feel like you start getting shame and you get that I'm not worthy. So what you're saying, there's truth to that, not only from yourself, but like it's like, and I talk about this too, it's about the illusions of the collective that we all buy into that think we're supposed to do that. But those are really illusions.
Yeah.
They're not, that's not mine. That's the illusions of the collective and whoever wants to participate. Go do, be happy. I don't care. But like the lady in the alpaca farm, I'm going to do it this way. And like you, I love it. You're in an RV and then you live in Portugal. Oh my God, dream life, right? I'm going to do it my way. Yeah. But how many people are going to do that, you know? And it's funny that you're mentioning that, because with this book, I kind of want to start going places into smaller hotels and just do lobby book signings and just like, I don't want to go into bookstores. They're boring. Like I want to, you know, but just like you're doing, you're like, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to show up differently, but I'm going to show up. You're showing up as Wendy and you're doing it your way.
Right. Yep. And I mean, if you think about it, like the things that have happened over the decades, it is the trailblazers. It is the ones that go out there and start to, I mean, I can't even like some of the things like back in the, you know, 30s or 40s or 50s that they would do back then that nowadays we're like, that's weird. But then as people would start to, you know, the trailblazers would change things, whether it's careers or family life or anything about how they live. And then everybody else be like, why are they doing that? That's weird. They must be crazy.
Yeah.
And then now it just happens to be how we do things and whatever that is. I can't think of anything right now.
Right.
But it's just,
Even us having this spiritual conversation, because when I was in the corporate world, which travel is very, it's very patriarchal, you know, you have to get to the seat of the table, you know, push, shove, and then get dressed and all this crap. And then I'd sit there and come up with these ideas, and I'm very intuitive, so they just come out of my mouth. You know, I'm like, oh, we should do this, you know? And they would look at me, they go, where's the research? Well, if you want to do something new, where is the research? You're not going to have a lot of research. I know the demographics. I know that. But the research is going to come from us doing and experiencing it. We've got to put it out there. We've got to be the pioneers of this.
Yep.
And that's why I was so good in my job, because I used to get press all the time, because they'd pick up my call. They go, Nina has a weird idea, so let's talk to her. She'll have something weird and not like you're saying, ho-hum. You know,
it's innovative, right?
It was a fight. I got tired of fighting. Like, cause you do have to fight that patriarchal paradigm. I keep on saying that, but you have to fight it. It's constantly changing you to step back and get in line. Like you did in the first grade, get in line. I want to drink a water. No, get in line. Oh my God. I want to drink a water. No, get in line. Yeah. What the hell? Like, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I know
you have to, you have to take action, right?
Yes.
Like, going back to experience, because it would be great if we could just sit back on our couch, eat bonbons and think our way into a different life and as a different woman, but you can't. Right. Yes. Right. Your thoughts do matter. Thoughts become things, as we know, and change your thoughts, change your world, change your life. Yes. You have to change your beliefs. You have to change your thoughts, but you got to get off your ass and actually make some changes. Because otherwise, 5 years from now, you'll be in the same place.
Do you ask yourself questions like, who am I? What is my purpose? Why am I living a life I don't love? Answers to these questions and more are revealed in the new Freedom at Midlife group coaching program, where I offer you a guaranteed roadmap to your own midlife makeover. In this powerful 7-week program, you will learn the 7 steps to freedom method to help you discover who you want to become, what life you want to live, and most importantly, how to get there. Instead of being lost in life, miserable in menopause, or struggling to juggle it all, you could reignite your love life, retire that dreadful job, and reinvent yourself. So, if you're ready to begin your midlife journey of transformation, filled with accountability, guidance, and support, then the time is now. Your midlife needs you to make a move. The Freedom at Midlife program is opening for enrollment soon, with limited spots available. To be the first to know when we are open for enrollment, please join the waitlist now at freedomatmidlife.com, and you will soon discover that next courageous step in creating your epic second half of life.
So let's talk. I want to talk about the personality. What did you call it? Oh, spiritual personality typing. Tell me about that.
Yes. That came from a divorce. I was going through a really hard time. So I've had like waves of tsunamis in my life. And I was studying with Dr. June Lee Nix. First, she was my therapist. She became my client, and then she became my mentor. And so I loved personality typing because I think it's so dynamic. And there's a bunch of different personality things, and people think Myers-Briggs is like, and I'm like, there's some truth to that because it hasn't really shifted since the 1940s. And that's when I started talking to Dr. Nix, and I said, Dr. Nix, you know, there's no soul in this. Where's the soul? Where's the soul of this? And your personality type, Aristotle, he has your personality type. Yeah. ENTJ. He's awesome. And I love him. I study him. He actually did a book, and I think it's called The Soul's Role. And he was challenging people scientists of that time, saying, there's a soul in you. You're beyond just this meat suit. There's a soul in you. And so like I studied all these ancient texts, and they were saying the same thing that I was saying, but right in the 1900s, scientists said, no, we can't use the word soul or life force or any of this stuff because we can't describe it, right? We can't, well, how do you describe love? Like that was such a bullshit thing to me. I'm like, well, how do you describe love? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it was just like, it's not making sense. So I said to June, I said, I need to put the souls roll back in personality typing. And she deadpan looked at me and she said, if that thought is within your head, you have to do it. So go do it. I'm like, okay. So that's kind of how this came about. So it's a brand new kind of paradigm. I use Myers-Briggs, but I've elevated it to a more spiritual practice. And I like even did words. Like it has its own language, you know, because the language of the 1940s came off of World War II. So it was very, I'm using the same. It was very masculine, you know, it was like war.
Yeah.
Your dominant trait, your auxiliary trait, your inferior, like all these war kind of terms. I'm like, oh, these are, and I'm really into words. I love words. I love the energy of words.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this ain't working for me. How am I going to do this? So that's, and it took me years to, because I studied for 10 years plus to create this. And then I had to write it. So that's kind of how it's evolved.
How would you describe, sounds silly because you would think it would be something like we all know, but personality, what is a personality?
Well, I will tell you this. You aren't your personality, which people like, mm-hmm. Nina, you teach personality. I'm like, your personality, and I'm so glad you asked this question. It's a really, really, really great question. Your personality supports your soul mission. So I believe you choose, just like, I don't know if you're of this mindset, but I think we choose our parents, we choose our birth dates, all this stuff we choose, and then we incarnate because our soul has a mission. So it wants all its tools. So when we get down here, we at least have something to rely on, right? Well, I believe our personality type, we choose our personality types. The divine intelligence is like, choose everything else. Oh, when you get there, choose your personality types. Like, what? No. So all of your characteristics, like your traits and characteristics and perspectives are perfect for your soul mission. And your soul relies on them to create its evolution in this lifetime. The funny thing is, your personality doesn't necessarily, and oftentimes it doesn't, open up to the soul. Mm. So that's what I teach. You have to be very aware of this inner guide because the personality can become so dominant, it separates you. And I think that's why so many people have malaise, they're depressed, they don't know which direction, they're anxious, they're taking all these prescription drugs. They've left the soul of their personality, the true mission. It's, you know, you're only going to be here once. What you look like right now, once, ever. Yep. Even if you come exactly. back, you're going to be different. Your soul blueprint is the only thing that tethers you to that spark of divine intelligence. It's extremely, it knows what you need. So it relies on your personality traits.
So basically,
it uses the power of your traits. So,
yeah. So then when you get just, so when you get disconnected from your soul, you're basically, your behaviors are not matching your true personality and the mission of your soul.
Correct.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. And what happens to a lot of people, and we'll go back to experiences, like personality typing is pretty, it's pretty cut and dry, you know? Mm-hmm. But what happens is these life experiences that enter your life, they kind of twist your personality because it's not in its purest form. In its purest form, it's the perfect partner for your soul. That's that spirit mind. When the logical mind, the spiritual mind, and the divine mind come into one, unstoppable. Like you're just unstoppable. Yep. But see, our life experiences, and what you said, you got to go back. You got to look at your values. You got to, am I showing up like I want to be showing up? Mm-hmm. That's the work. That's right. The true work. It's not really like, oh, I got to dive into my head. Kind of, but really you're diving into, how do you feel about this experience? Is it bringing me closer to who I want to become? Do I feel good about it? Is it bringing me joy? Am I serving others and seeing the kindness? And is my energy in the world light? Or am I like fearful and a naysayer and negative and dark? Life is a decision tree and our decisions predicate our reality. So it all works together. There's no, and what happens is there's just a separation. That's just really the easiest thing. So that's why I tell people, you're not your personality type. And they're like, what? That's what you teach. I'm like, Well, no, I teach spiritual personality typing. It's a little bit different than mine.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to grasp. It's a lot to grasp. Yeah.
So once you find out your personality type, which I did that yesterday,
which is so happy.
Yeah. And then, so once you find that out, how can you use that information to guide you back to your true self and start living life on your
own? Oh my God. It's so, yeah. Another brilliant question. Once you start figuring out your personality type, it'll give you indicators, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and let's look at yours for just a quick second. So you're an ENTJ. In my book, you're an assured traveler because you are very self-assured. That's really who your persona is in its purest form, is you're assured, but you're abstract, you're creative, right? Yes, you can be bossy. Yes, you can say, I'm in the room, so you better listen up. But the thing is, that's about you though, but that's true. Mm-hmm. And like you, when you show up pure, they should listen up because your purest intention is always for the good of others. So that's a really good thing. But mm-hmm. your traits, and so you have extroverted thinking. I'm not going to go into this too deep because people are like, what? Introverted intuition, which I love. That's finding your truth. That's where you get a lot of that from. And your extroverted thinking allows you to show up in the world. That's the assuredness mm-hmm. because that's a very commanding trait. People tend to listen to you, whether you're sitting there full of bull or you're sitting there full of purity. They do. And a lot of politicians will have this trait, you know, because there is a selfness about you. So it's very believable. When it's in its purest form, you know, you actually can change the world. I mean, no pressure, right?
But no pressure.
Yeah. But you have that's one of the innate abilities. So once you start seeing all these traits, and I'll just go just to make four so people don't go, what's the rest of them? So extroverted sensing, which is a love for life. You have like a very Zen-like relationship with the world because you love it. You're hands-on. You want to touch, feel, taste, do. You love all that, you know? And then I call it your air traffic controller, but is FI. It's introverted feeling, which is highly individualistic. That trait, I love that trait. It's individualistic and you love the underdog. So if you think about how cool your traits are, so there's an underdog which fights your thinking, right? But if you put them together, that self-assuredness can help the underdogs bloom.
Yes, that's my goal.
Yeah, I mean, so that's using your personality type at elevated state. Because a lot of the gurus, you know, the traditionists will say, well, you don't really use your third and fourth trait. Well, your third trait's emerging. So as you grow spiritually, it emerges with you and it exponentially expands you. And if you really understand that fourth trait, it can become a beautiful tool for you. No, you're supposed to live in there, rely on it because it's not your North Star. That thinking trait's your North Star, right? But when you use them all together, you know, divine intelligence is never random. You have four traits, use all four traits. So it can really shift your life. It has the answers for you. And then when you get into that divinity and start listening to your higher consciousness, it just explodes, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's also words. Like there's also, like I do a lot with entrepreneur. I do this, what I call word therapy, because you have you yourself, your life experiences, your soul mission, and your personality. Bring about these words that are very specific to you. And, you know, is it branding? Yeah, I guess I can call it that. But the words that you use can attract very pinpointed the exact people that you need in your life. And that stems a lot from your personality because it has very specific indicators. It indicates values. It indicates traits. So you can start and just look at that. So
it's fascinating because the more that you learn about your personality type, you're learning about your strengths.
Yes.
And then as you go throughout your day, it's like, okay, is this true to me? Is this how I really am? And then I think it helps you to really tap more into your soul and matching that with your actions. What is it Gandhi said that when you think, say, and do, or like when that's all in alignment, that's
karma. Yes. So
to be harmonious in your life. Yes. What I'm thinking is what I'm saying is what I'm doing. Like there's no mismatch there.
Yeah. And when I love that you're saying that too, because it's exactly what I show women everywhere, especially men too. I mean, I was just talking to this young guy and he was like, oh my God, but it's, you line up your purity. Mm. It's like a pure essence. It becomes this aligned pure, and then it just goes out. And then you just push this beautiful energy out. And the energy continues with your words. And then it continues with your actions. It's like, so people don't understand the dynamics of how beautiful it all is once you start stepping into this, because it's this whole chain of events that just, you just show up and people are like, man, what's she eating? I'm hanging out with her, right? And you can tell people that are in alignment because they kind of do show up and they bring this really cool energy into the room. You know, you've been in a room with people that don't bring that energy. You're like, I'm turning around, you know?
And I think that's key, right? Like once you realize who you truly are, you own it.
Yes.
And like you said too, like you've been around people where you're like, oh wow, she knows who she is.
Yep.
And even if it's somebody different than what we are used to or what we would like, or it's still like, wow, that's pretty powerful. Like she knows who she is.
Yes. And see, and that's, you're so getting this on so many levels. And see, that's
I love it. Yeah.
And this is what I love too, is because once you know who you are, you know that you still have challenges. And you know, like we said in the beginning, just help you get to your next level, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, you got to go through them to get to, but so you know you're going to have challenges and you know they will consistently come because you're on this journey of ever evolving. So when you meet people, even if they're different from you, but if you know they're in their true self, you're more accepting because you're like, even though they're different, they're going through their challenges. I'm going through my challenges. We are different, but it doesn't mean I can't accept their grace and presence of, and wanting to be themselves showing up in the world as they are, because they're on their mission. So it's just so much more in alignment with everybody.
Plus I feel like when you're like that, or you meet someone that's like that, it gives you that permission to just be like, you feel like you can just exhale and go, oh, I can be myself, because she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like she's just going to be her. She's standing true in her power.
Yeah.
And she's giving me the permission to stand true in my power. So it's
absolutely.
Isn't that interesting though? Like when we are around people that are like that, it's like, oh God, it's like our soul is like breathing finally.
And it elevates. Like,
yeah.
And it's Abraham Hicks said,
I love it.
Me too. Like, she says like a person that's in their energy is higher conscious has the ability to influence a million others who aren't.
Mm-hmm. It's a butterfly effect.
Just like, yes. And that's what you're saying. You feel like, oh, they're going to accept me. I don't care what they're doing, what they look like. I don't care if they agree. I don't care about any of that stuff. Let's have a soul-to-soul conversation. Let's just do that. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you're, I don't care about any of that crap, because that's the way this illusionary world that we live in separates us.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. You have to like them because that. You have to like them because that's their political party. I'm like, what's politics? Oh my God, just such a funny little. It's, to me, politics is like comedy. You know, this is funny, man. This is funny. You know, you're going to spend $1 billion. This is funny. You know, are you doing this? You're in jail. This is funny. You guys, you should be on Saturday Night Live, because this is just.
It is so good. Know?
And
I know.
What does it have to do? How is it elevating the world?
So tell our listener how they can drink your Kool-Aid. How can they get on board? Yeah,
ooh.
I know, right? Let's drink the Nina Kool-Aid.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm at Nina Zappala everywhere. Like my site's Nina Zappala, Instagram, Pinterest, you know, all those fun places. I'm doing one-on-ones right now because that's what I'm choosing for me right now. I just feel it's very important because I'm teaching kind of a new concept. And so you're very aware. And so you asked really good questions. And I really appreciate that, because you really let me get to the core of what I do. So thank you for that. That was totally amazing. But a lot of people aren't there yet. So I like to do one-on-one so I can kind of walk them through because it's very specific to your personality type. I mean, I'm kind of blessed with a little bit of what my mom had, a little bit of, so I can kind of read people a little bit. That's like when I first saw you, I'm like, she's mischievous. I'm going to like her. Like, I kind of tuned into your energy. Like, we would travel very well together.
Yeah, we would. We would have so much fun.
We would get into so much trouble and have so much fun. We just be like, but good trouble, right? Good trouble. But yeah, so there's, you just jump on my calendar page. There's stuff for entrepreneurs. There's stuff for just identify yourself. There's stuff if you're going through, you know, midlife and you're like, what do I do now? Because like you said, we lose all of that and we wake up one day and we're like, who
am I?
Well, you were never all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
And now they've got to figure out from that. And I like to say from that soul center, that's where it all starts. So
yes,
but doing that, invite yourself into yourself. And that's a very exciting, I think that's such an exciting journey. And for never going to end, it's just never going to end. Yeah. Never. But I know that even when I leave this planet, I have an eternal soul. It's like, well, you did this right. You did this right. You did this, really screwed this up. You got to come back for that. You got to come back. You got to come back for that. Right. A 7-year tsunami, you know, I had some stuff going on, but it's, you know, it's that. And then my book yes. on Amazon, Unpack Your Personality, Let Your Inner Guide Be Your Travel Guide. So.
Yeah, unpack. Yes, I love it. I love the book cover. And you know what I'll do too? When we get done here, I will add your book. I have an Amazon store, so I will add it to my Amazon store.
Oh, how lovely. Yeah. Thank you for that. So generous.
So amazon.wendyvalentine.com and just go to the book section and I'll have yours on there too.
Oh, beautiful. So
whatever's easier, just get the book. Yeah, but just get the book.
And it's so worth it. Like, it's $9.99. It's like the best therapy session you ever have. Right. And it's just, and like, I have to just thank you so much because you dug in all the right places. Like, you found all of my little treasures of what I teach, which was so beautiful. Like, ooh, you really did. You really did.
We're connected.
We're doing a soul to soul conversation.
Oh, just so. Those are my favorite conversations.
I know.
You know,
and our personality types are so that. There are personality types. Don't BS me because I'm going to be like, back it off. I like deep conversations. I like intellectually creative, deep conversations. And I like my relationships to be the same way, whether it's romantic, whether it's just friendships. I really am not into all that material stuff.
To me, that's the definition of a rich life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is I want to just have like, I'm gearing up to this, which is, it's going to take me a while to get all my figured out, but I just want to have these really cool sessions for women, like 5 or 6 women. We get into a retreat space and I want to have like my own space so people can actually come to me instead of being in a hotel or something and, you know, all that. But just gather and we gather. I already envisioned it. There's this big wooden table and Jesus reminded me that. He goes, where's your table? I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to have my table. But we gather for food. We break bread together though, you know? We just break bread. We talk. We get deep. We connect. Hug each other. We give people permission. You know, we're just connecting on that. And you just feel like everyone being elevated. They come in like, like you said, I love that. And then leave elevated. And so when you leave elevated, the world becomes a better place.
Yeah.
Just because you
better save me a seat at that table.
Oh, I can't wait to start doing that. I know my friend's like, just do it. I'm like, let me, cause my friend went to, she's so funny. She went to Orlando to this conference, a podcast conference. And she goes, they were having this big other conference. It was really big, right? She goes, we couldn't really focus because there was so much going on. You know, when you get into a space where it's just like, you know, so that was good for her to share that with me. Cause I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do that. So that's good to put that in my purview and say, nope, put that one. We don't want to do that. You know? So I'm just so happy that you invited me. It was I told you made my day.
Oh, my God. I know. You guys have got to go to her website. It's so Nina. It's bright, it's colorful, and
thank you.
It's definitely in alignment with you. Yeah. Thank you so much. You've taught us all. So
yours
much
is too.
Today. Yeah, it's me.
I hope. Yeah, it is. It's so good. And that smile. I mean, seeing and people are like, well, how do you know? I'm like, just look at Wendy too, because she's got that. You know what this? It's the smile and it's the eyes. Like,
oh yeah.
Don't you see that? Like, it's like, you know, right away you can see that there's clarity about them. You know. Yep. There's a clarity.
Yeah, I look behind all the labels. Like if they haven't removed their labels, I'm removing them and I'm seeing beyond that. Yeah. Yeah. That's always my wish.
I spy with my little eye.
Yeah. That's always my wish for anyone that's listening. It's for them to remove those labels and to remove other people's labels and to just be. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Nina.
You've been amazing. Like I talk a lot about the book too. Like, oh, you are more amazing. You are just. Your questions were just like perfection. So,
thank you.
Very good, and you're obviously very much in alignment. So, you know,
thank you.
I appreciate
so
you. I appreciate you.
Everyone, have a beautiful day.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are three ways you can thank me. Number one, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number two, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number three, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.